Our guest at the cafe this morning is NM Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Starting to be a lot more talk about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement with the momentum seeming to grow maybe in the direction of that thing finally getting approved.
So hopefully and finally.
Now, since Dr. Funderburk and I spoke, news reports say that a bipartisan agreement has been reached on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA. And then I think what's coming around here is that you have some, for example, Texas Democrats who are getting behind the thing. I saw a National Review article referring to Vicente Gonzalez and Filemon Vela, who are Congress people, and they were saying that USMCA is critical to the Texas economy. So you're getting some bipartisan movement.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I do think that's critical on it. This really, it could have been done, and any objections could have been cleared up a long time ago. This is really important for Texas.
How so?
All right, first, not only is Texas the largest exporting state in the U.S., it's as large as the other three combined, virtually. It's larger than California and New York combined, which is two and three.
Gosh.
Our largest trading partners by leaps and bounds are Mexico, much, much larger than any of the others, but second, Canada, and a distant third, China.
Yeah, and the other state that was in that group that you were mentioning a moment ago was New York, California, and
Washington State.
Washington
is
next.
Next.
Well, I wouldn't have thought of Washington. Well, there was an article came out again as we speak, and these things are subject to change as time goes along, pretty quickly. But a story. This was from the Houston Chronicle, and they were quoting Henry Cuellar, Democrat from Texas, South
right.
Texas, saying that the Democrats in the House and the White House had come to some kind of tentative agreement on USMCA. So that is again evidence of more bipartisan agreement on this thing.
I am cautiously optimistic on that. If they can get it through, I think there's no doubt it will fly through the Senate. Nothing flat. Mexico has already agreed to it. Now, I understand it with a new Congress that Canada would have to act again, but they're expected to do that quickly.
So that will be after the first of the year, you mean?
Yes.
I see. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. Now, to get back to that that National Review article with Vicente Gonzalez and Filemon Vela, another thing they are pushing for, and I'm sure this would be part of it, this is what they want, is they want Mexico to take action against the drug cartels. They want something done about the drug cartels on the border and, of course, the terrible violence that we all hear about too often. So they're hoping that something can be done about that as part of this.
And it is a case that I can't imagine anyone other than the drug cartel who would not be strongly in favor of that. I think the problem is what or how do you formalize something to where that you could actually do something and document that?
Yeah, the devil's in the details and exactly how are you going to go about accomplishing that. But I can imagine, I mean, as aware of it as we are here in the northern part of Texas, how much more so it must be down on the river.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And then they want some other folks want some enforcement mechanisms in this thing to encourage Mexico to comply or to require Mexico to comply with trade rules designed to bring some manufacturing jobs back to the U.S.
This one difference between it and NAFTA is that there is a great deal more regulation and enforcement involved in it. And one of the things is that there would be minimum wages in different areas. For example, in auto manufacturing, parts putting together, in some cases as much as $16 an hour for those workers. Now, that's still low compared to Texas standards, but high according to Mexico's historical standards.
Mm-hmm. So, I saw a thing over the weekend with Kevin Brady, who's one of our Republican Texas congressman, saying that Texas would stand more to gain from USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, than any other state, and also have more to lose if it doesn't get through.
It is the case there that being, again, not only the largest exporting state, but by far there, we have more highways, more railroads than any other state in the union. Mm. It is a huge part of our economy.
Yeah.
And critical.
Well, we're almost out of time. I saw another article with Dr. Ray Perryman, whom we both admire, and again saying that Texas economy is in pretty good shape because of the diversity in the Texas economy. But again, he's sounding that caution and that warning about the workforce and needing to upgrade education and also a little bit concerned about the aging population.
Yes, he did. As we said, Dr. Perryman tends to be optimistic almost all the time. But I looked today at the Dallas Fed's most recent beige book. That's right yeah. before the policy. And they echo really the same things that Dr. Perryman has said, that we have moderate growth in the economy, labor force strong, but that we do have problems with critical skills.
And so that, sooner or later, they're going to have to address that.
It is, yes.
Some way or another. All
right.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me again.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.